What's up, everybody? This is your physically fun-loving, active homie, Yuan, and you're here at Magus Radio with us.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and this is your super chic, small physique, Monique, from 2AB Development Studies, present when you need a buddy. And you guys are tuned in to Halftime, only here at Magus Radio. So, Yuan.
Yes.
In the last Magus Radio episode, we talked about love.
Right.
Valentine's Day, as it's still Love Month right now. It's
absolutely
February.
I agree.
But what better way to start off our halftime episode than talking about some victories that we've witnessed in this month?
Yes, today is the day we talk about sports. Time to finally work off all those chocolate.
Yes, international and local sporting events,
yeah,
am I right?
Right? So on to basketball. So on February 7th, 2023, LeBron James becomes the all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
No way.
No, actually, yeah, that's really impressive because he also ranks fourth in overall career assists.
Seriously.
Surpassing the record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
no,
who held the record of 39 years since 1984 with 38,390 points.
That's
big
insane.
Day for Lakers and King James fans.
That's insane. That's insane. Yeah. Are you an NBA fan, Yuan?
Back in the 80s, because that's all the DVD tapes we have at home.
The 80s?
The 80s.
Look
so
at that.
My guys would be Magic Johnson, Larry mm-hmm. Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, those are my top three so far.
I see. And what about your favorite team? Do you have one?
Yeah, the Lakers.
Always. Of course.
Ever since.
Of course.
The 80s.
The 80s. So, the prime
Kobe
time?
Bryant. Oh, yeah. You
of
can't
course.
God
Hello.
Bless.
God bless. But, yeah. I'm not that much of an NBA
That's
fan,
fine. Can,
admittedly.
Can you shoot a basketball at least?
I can try, yeah.
Okay.
I think the influence of my dad, I am quite updated with certain things.
So you know like when someone fouled them out or like...
Yeah, no, I
like,
know the rules
fair.
Of basketball. I'm a basketball fan
okay,
of
good.
This sport.
Good.
But like when it comes to the UAAP, which we will talk about later.
I think that's like a requirement for every Filipino to,
no, yeah.
to be a basketball fan
Definitely.
Or to know something. That's why I didn't take basketball for PE because I was scared everyone would be good. So yeah, I stuck to something else.
I see. But hey, you're right. A big day for Lakers fans and probably other NBA fans out there.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Basketball is always stirring with something.
That's for sure. Anyways, on top of that,
we
let's talk about more noteworthy performances.
Absolutely.
Record-breaking performances.
Rihanna's halftime performance.
Ooh, my gosh. At the Super Bowl this
right.
year. What did you think about that? Have you seen it?
No, but I've seen the memes.
You've seen the memes?
I've only seen the memes. It's pretty good. Everyone in like oversized puffed up white jackets.
Yeah.
I love that. And Rihanna just slaying it. The energy she brings is amazing. And then she revealed that she was pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
That was... She's still amazing.
The thing is, though, a lot of people were complaining about her lack of dance moves. But what can you do? The woman's pregnant. Like,
yeah.
cut her some slack.
Yeah,
I've
absolutely.
Seen the performance. Well, not the whole bit. But I will say that, especially after such a long hiatus, it was a good comeback.
Oh, yeah.
I think it wasn't too much or too little.
Yeah, no. I
she
think it
gave
was just right. It's
what
the
she
Super
needed
Bowl.
To give. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she gave what she needed to give, and I think that's what's important.
Mm.
Anyway, what else we got lined up for today?
Well, F1 reveals their new car lineups for the 2023 season.
Ooh, are you into F1, Yuan?
My friends are.
Yeah, same though.
But sometimes I look at a car and say, like, wow, that's really cool. I wonder how it was made. So
you're not a car guy?
Depends. I try to be. I'm learning. I'm more of like the JDM kind of guy,
Ooh,
the street racing one.
I mean, that's still a car guy,
yeah,
I guess.
But, you know. For my friends, it's F1. So F1 reveals their new car lineups for the 2023 season. Ferrari, Mercedes, and Aston Martin show off their best brand new designs and models, and surely other competitors will come out with theirs too.
Oof, I'm so excited.
Have you ever heard the roar of those cars?
Yes.
When they pa-
I
oh,
have.
Wow.
I'm not an F1 watcher, but I do know quite a bit of it because of my friends, same as you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of my friends are actually Mercedes fans. So they're really excited for the new brand design
yeah.
that I've seen. They're back to black, I believe.
Ooh.
Mercedes is back to black, and I think it's very elegant of them to do so, especially Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Yes,
right?
I was about
He's
to
a
mention.
Sir.
He's
so
the only guy I know in F1.
I see. All right. Not even like Verstappen.
Who?
Okay, other drivers.
Yeah. No, what amazes me about F1 is that they're always fighting Gs. So whenever they make a turn, that's almost like three Gs of gravity just pulling them to the side. Really? That's why they have thick necks, because they work out. And then when the car speeds up, everything gets pushed back. So being an F1 driver is incredibly difficult and takes a lot of training.
Yeah.
The thick necks, I don't know if it's a myth or if it's true, but all their necks are thick.
That sounds so funny, like out of context. A thick neck. I love that, though. And I love that you had a little scientific fact to go with that. There's a lot of physics involved in F1,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Really a lot of physics. It's a team effort.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to, I think, a smaller and a demographic closer to our hearts.
Way closer
Ateneo
to our hearts.
Ateneo Sports.
Number one.
Yeah.
In the land.
So let's delve deeper into the impact of sports in our community by looking at our very own sports scene.
And who could forget us winning the UAAP Season 85 championships?
Oh my gosh. Iconic. A very iconic move.
Where were you? Where were you when we won?
I was at home. I was watching at home on my TV. But I was following the whole game right from the comfort of my home.
That's awesome. I was doing homework.
Oh.
And then my dad was watching on YouTube the scores, because you can't stream it on other platforms because of copyright. But I was there, and for the last 2 minutes of the game, mm-hmm. I video called my friend on Instagram to show me what was going on. So he raised his phone in the air, and then he was at the game. And when the final shots were made, I was screaming. Everyone was happy. He disconnected from the phone. My dad and I were celebrating and hugging each other.
That was crazy.
It was great.
Yeah.
I should have gone to the bonfire, which I didn't.
You didn't?
Homework.
Oh my gosh. Such a good student, Yuan, over here. But yeah. During the finals, I was at home, like I said.
Oh no.
And the thing is,
the bonfire wasn't because of homework. It was because I had my grandma's birthday party and my best friend's birthday party at the same time. Sorry. Totally irrelevant.
All right,
but
all
yeah.
Right.
That's
I
why.
See.
Not because of homework. But, you know, guys,
still,
I'm studying. I get my studies on. Yeah.
Responsibilities. But I will say that I was at home. I said earlier that I was at home for the UAAP finals, the championship game. And the thing is, I come from a family of LaSallians.
I'm from LaSalle Green Hill. I'm from LaSalle Green Hill.
Really? I'm from LaSalle Zobel.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Okay, the viewers are knowing so much about us. Maybe give us a follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
We will spill that later. Anyways, yeah, so I come from a family of LaSallians, so the UAAP championship is very close to my heart personally as the only Atenean in my house. But I really enjoyed it at the bonfire. So you said you weren't able to go?
No, I wasn't able to go.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you saw a lot of social media posts about it out there, and, you know, the guide on, and other students were really equipped with providing footage for that night, so we were able to see at least some pictures online.
The fire was big. The performances I wasn't really able to see because everyone was jumping around, mm-hmm. but Itchy Worms was there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really cool. My parents said they would go, so they left me at the birthday party and went to the bonfire.
Oh, and
but
you
they
didn't come?
No, they didn't bring me.
Oh. But anyways, to all of you listeners out there, last January 31, the Ateneo de Manila University held a Blue Eagle bonfire to celebrate UAAP Season 85 champions, which again is us. So how it went is there was a meet and greet with the athletes. And for your sake, Yuan, since you weren't there, let me paint you a picture of what happened. So think really crowded, right?
Yes.
Beside Beg. And
no,
everyone's just like cheering for the athletes.
Mm.
And the hosts of the event were making the athletes dance. Like,
can they dance?
I mean, some of them could.
Some of them could.
Some of them could. Okay. I think I remember some notable Dougies from BJ Andrade.
Okay.
That was pretty impressive.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, there were also student performances, the bonfire program itself, and the after party concerts, which unfortunately I was not able to attend.
There was an after party?
Yeah. It was the concert. You mentioned Itchy Worms earlier.
Yeah.
That was the after party.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. But more on sports. Did you know that JG Som opened up a new class related to sports? And it's called the Interdisciplinary Studies on Sports Management.
What does it do?
Well,
that sounds really cool, but Wow.
I know.
It's the first time hearing of it. I wonder what it entails.
Yeah. So it was initiated by the finance professor and swimmer, Mr. Aldo Tong. And so far, Eliza Valdez and Gretchen Ho recently arrived back in the campus to be guest speakers for the class. Now, the JG Sum also plans to have a minor program for sports management in the near future, but it would need at least 5 classes. And considering this is the first class related to this topic, it's probably still going to be a long process.
Oh, yeah.
For them to establish this as a minor. But what are your thoughts on this new class? Would you take it, Yuan?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to take it. I'd be interested in taking it. A lot of athletes here in the Philippines and scholarships give us a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
So having a minor in, what was that again? Interdisciplinary studies on sports management would really be helpful, especially going into careers that involve promotions and advertising for these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah, and we did mention earlier off air, for the sake of everybody listening, that me and Yuan are actually athletes.
Yeah.
On our own.
What's up?
For leisure, though, not as an actual career. I am actually in the Ateneo Futsal Club, and Yuan are.
I am in the Ateneo Muay Thai Club.
Look at that. We are athletes on our own.
Yes.
But I think because of that slight athletic background, we would definitely consider taking this class and maybe the minor. But I hope that during our time here in Ateneo that they're able to establish it already available to the public.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far the students have received really good reactions towards the class. And it really just underscores how sports are more than just activities. I mean, it's more than just an activity for you, I assume.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
And it definitely is for me. Now, they're also, and it's sports are also an established discipline with real stories, paths, studies, theories, and issues behind it. And like I said, as an athlete, I think I can agree. What about you?
Yeah, as someone who likes to be athletic and engages himself with a lot of sports, I think athletics really helps a person become one with their body, mind, and spirit.
Definitely.
Their discipline gets improved, how much they can take, the mental strain, all of it. So, and the way they can treat their bodies is by eating healthier, going on diets. So I think sports really plays an important part of being human.
No, definitely. And you did mention a lot about health and, you know, wellness and all of that. And did you know that the Ateneo Senior High School just opened up a PE biking elective?
That's awesome.
No.
My bike's broken, but that I haven't ridden a bike in 2 years.
But at least you know how to ride a
bike. You can never forget how to ride a bike. Once you know how to ride a bike, you don't need to practice
anymore.
You're so
right. I know how to ride a bike. Not very good at it, though. Did have a couple of accidents over the years.
Oh, no. Accidents are part of becoming good.
Yeah, I think that's why.
I've been sent to the hospital because of riding a bike.
Oh, gosh. I hope you've recovered.
Oh, yeah. That was when I was 12.
Okay. I was 8 when I fell off a bike.
I fell off so many times and got sent to the hospital. Nothing broken, surprisingly. Just a lot of, I will tone that down for our listeners.
All right. But the biking elective is actually on its 5th week now. Mm. And I'm hoping that a lot of the senior high school students are learning the basics of biking with this short amount of time and are not getting into accidents such as ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And I wonder, who's providing the bikes? Are they allowed to bring their own bikes, or does the school provide the bikes? Which would be really great, though.
Actually, new biking spots have been installed within the senior high campus.
Mm.
So, to properly accommodate the new student bikers. So, I'm assuming a lot of them bring their own bikes because the school had to accommodate for such.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Some of the things that the senior high school students are learning through this elective are how to ride a bike, of course.
Okay.
Road etiquette.
That's good.
Bike conditioning drills.
Wow.
You have to be in the right condition to bike.
Absolutely.
Long distance, especially.
Absolutely.
The impact of cycling on our overall environment and transportation situation. Ooh. And as a development studies student, I can agree that bikers are play a vital role in urban and regional development out there. And yeah, of course, biking as a healthy coping mechanism for stress. Now, what do you think about this PE elective, Yuan?
I think it's a great healthy way to involve the whole body into getting active. Biking's really fun once you know how. For people who don't know how to bike, learn how to ride a bike. Because
exactly.
When you ride a bike, it's freeing. You can go place to place. You can pedal really quickly and have the wind blow in your face, it's a refreshing feeling.
Definitely.
Speed, the air, the wind, just as long as you're on a safe street mm-hmm. with no cars to hit you
yeah.
and not a lot of pollution, it's really freeing.
I think that's what's really nice about this elective, because it teaches a lot of students to be healthier while also kind of finding their own way to get around and
yeah.
not relying too much on cars that produce a lot of carbon emissions
yeah.
out there. So I guess in the long run, this is more environmentally friendly. However, I did mention that biking and urban and regional development is highly connected. And just to like shed you some light on that.
Yes, yes.
Our streets are not the most accommodating to
Absolutely
walkers
not.
And bikers.
Absolutely not.
And it's only recently, like during the pandemic, that LGUs started to open up more bike lanes.
Mm.
But are these bike lanes really efficient enough to accommodate bikers in the safest possible way?
No, because you have cars that swerve in and out of lanes, especially
exactly.
during rush hour. So cars would take up the bike lanes, and
yeah.
then it's just free game for everyone. And you got to remember that bikers aren't a vehicle on the road. They're still considered pedestrians.
Yes.
So because of these bike lanes, it's allowed bikers to be there, but they're still pedestrians. So when they move on the road, that's technically illegal.
Exactly. And sometimes what happens is the sidewalk kind of withers away because
yeah.
Of the lack of planning of where to put the bike lane.
Yes.
So it just kind of intersects with the sidewalk. So my experience along Katipunan,
yeah.
I'm walking on the bike lane.
I would never ride a bike.
There are
in
motorcycles,
Katipunan.
Cars, and bikes along with people on the bike lane. But I'm really glad that the PE elective teaches students proper road etiquette.
Yeah,
course.
No, that's really important
yeah.
to stay safe on a bike. Because what's the scariest thing that could happen is a driver hitting a pedestrian. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially someone on a bike, because they could die.
I know. I do really hope, though, that people continue to advocate for safer transportation methods. And especially for our bikers, you know. A lot of people are into it, especially these days, which is great. I just really hope that the rest of the environment can accommodate their needs. Anyways, so let's move on to scholarships.
Scholarships.
We did mention this briefly earlier about how sports and, I guess, scholarship come hand in hand.
Yeah.
But what do we got for that?
So we have the Bea de Leon scholarship.
Ooh.
So last February 11, Bea de Leon gifted an ADMU scholarship to her volleyball fan, Rafaela Ayen Retuta, ABS management student. And
I love that for
back
her.
In December 2022, the Jordan Wings Manila scholarship was also gifted to six lucky ADMU freshmen. Their names, Jurgen San Agustin, Lian Villar, Harriet De Leon, and Adrian De Guzman, and Colleen Reyes, and Charina Leviste.
I love that for them. But what do you think about these kinds of scholarships, Ewan?
So, I think scholarships are great, especially here in the Ateneo, because in the Ateneo, when you're given a scholarship, you're really talented, really
right.
smart,
right.
And also really gifted in your sports. And as always, we know that we are students first and
mm-hmm.
Athletes second, but people who get these scholarships, they show that you can overcome that boundary where you have to put your studies first
yeah.
before your athletics and just make the best out of both worlds and
exactly.
just excel at what you're good at.
I think the right word is balancing it
yes.
rather than overcoming it, right?
Yes.
Because I really look up to our student athletes that are able to take on this career in such a professional and serious way. Like, that takes a lot of commitment and a lot of sacrifice.
It really takes
exactly.
a toll on the body, waking up early,
yeah.
studying late at night,
yeah.
showing up to practice.
Yeah, and going to games. And I think that these scholarships are very much deserved.
Well deserved.
Hardworking athletes.
I wish I could be a
yeah,
scholar.
And these same. But these scholarships are really just embodiments of how our student athletes managed to find a way to give back to the Ateneo community in their own way. So, you know, that whole thing about being men and women for others, I think they're really good stewards
yes.
for embodying this kind of value that we all advocate. And they're doing it in their own way.
Yeah,
they're doing it in the way that they love.
And it's not just them that does it all on their own. I mean, majority of the work comes from them, but the community, the Ateneo community, really backs them up and tries to push them to be the best they can be. It will be difficult, that's for sure, but these people are so resilient and hardworking that they're able to overcome.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, since there are a lot of scholarships out there, and we do know that the sports program here in Ateneo is really good for serious varsity athletes and just club athletes like ourselves. But are there any more like sports-related additions that Ateneo could possibly bring in the future? So that's a question for you listeners and for you, Yuan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Any more sports-related additions? Well, if I can just say, the scuba diving, or just recently, yesterday I visited them, they were promoting in Cosca. They recently opened up their org to newcomers because after because of the pandemic, they had to stop operations. But scuba diving, yeah, really interesting. It's also part of an environmental cleanup program, from what I remember.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's what they do. They train in the pools that we have here, and then they go to, what's that place? Anyway, it escapes my mind. But they train in really deep pools around near campus.
I love that. I love advocacy-related sports work. And again, it really just embodies how Ateneans really are men and women for others in anything that we do. Now, we know that the sports scene in Ateneo has been looking really good the past few weeks, and I would say the past few months.
Yeah, so many holidays.
But let's look out of the blue. Wow.
Whoa.
Let's look out of the blue. Now, can we say the same for sports in the national setting? What have you guys been hearing lately about our beloved Philippine athletes and sports enthusiasts?
Well, Ultimate Frisbee this July, our national Ultimate U24 women's team, will be competing in the World Under 24 Ultimate Championships in London. One of our very own from ADMU will be participating too. Ooh. Her name is Ia Havelosa. Yes. To support them, you can visit the Binibini's Ultimate Facebook page and purchase some of their merchandise, such as jerseys and stickers.
Ooh, I love that. And I think I just want to add a little anecdote to the national sports scene. I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but Yuan, did you know that the women's Philippine national team for football made it to FIFA?
No, I did not. We are part of
FIFA this year.
Wow.
So women's FIFA actually starts in July, and for the first time, the Philippines is part of it. And I can't wait because July is like our summertime, so I can stay up
and
watch the World Cup.
Oh,
very early
great.
In the morning. But yeah, that's another thing to look out for to all you listeners. But looking beyond that, let's look at the Dream Maker, the Dream Finale. So on February 12, 2023, seven Dream Chasers' dreams finally came true as they were hailed winners of Dream Maker. That's the Philippines' first idol survival competition.
Ooh.
It's giving Survivor. And a special collaboration between ABS-CBN, MLD Entertainment, and Camp Korea. So the winners were Jeremy Batak, Marcus Cabais, Kyler Chua, Vinci Malizon, Raister Eton, Kim Nang, and Winston Pineda. Now, after receiving millions of winning votes, these seven Dream Chasers have now been launched as Horizon. But instead of a Z, it's a 7. Now, Horizon will soon come to South Korea to be further trained in the hopes of debuting as the next big global pop group. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, P-pop has gradually been on the rise and on the radar these past few years, thanks to trailblazers like SB19, Alamat, and Beanie, being a unique mixture of Filipino pop, rock, jazz, and so many other different genres. What do you have to say about our modern-day P-pop?
I think it's really important. Well, obviously, because we're in halftime, Yuan.
Yes.
So what is the athletic aspect of integrating P-pop as a sport? I think it's really a big highlight on dance as a sport.
Yes.
And the like, because you know how there are some people out there on the internet that are easy to cancel and be like, oh, dancing's not a sport.
Oh, no. Well, you see, you have to dance and sing. It's not easy to do that because you're going to run out of breath. Sometimes if you dance vigorously, you can't hold notes. You can't reach octaves if
exactly.
you dance. Like, for imagine doing a 10-minute set on dancing and singing. You're going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something that people forget. To keep in mind that P-pop isn't just restricted to singing and rapping, and dancing is really integral to the concept of it all.
Yeah, it's really to show the agility, the gymnastics of of singing and dancing as a talent.
Do you have any favorite groups or dancers right now, Yuan?
Yeah, Ateneo Cads.
Ooh, yes, I love. You know, I did mention earlier that I'm in the Ateneo Futsal Club, and they hold their training right next to us at the covered courts. And I can't help sometimes that when we time out, I look over and I'm like, wow.
You know what?
That looks just as tiring as what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've been trying to search for where they go training and maybe sneak in and learn a routine or so. But I don't think I'd be allowed to do that. But I just love what they're doing, especially since it's Coach Reflex.
Yes.
Coach Reflex is a choreographer for CADS, Company of Atenea Dancers. He specializes in b-boy, so b-boying is breakdancing. So that's what's really cool. So these are CADS. Our CADS, our people who dance, are really, really amazing performers.
Exactly. So I guess in this light, we can definitely see dancing as a sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but do you consider bebop as a sport? Possibly?
Yeah, possibly, because you need conditioning, you need practice, you need discipline, you need to know how to breathe, right? So it really involves a lot of physical exertion.
Yeah. But, you know, we talked a lot about the good sides of sports for the good remainder of the show, but unfortunately, as there always is, there is a downside to the Philippine sports scene. Now, have you heard about the EJ Obiena issue?
I just read about it. Yeah. So last February 8, pole vaulter EJ Obiena revealed on his social media platforms that he will be unable to participate and represent the Philippines in this year's Asia Indoor Athletics Championship in Kazakhstan from February 10 to 12.
Aww.
Due to logistic concerns, he's been unable to bring his poles all the way to the venue.
Yeah, and I know it's because of financial constraints, am I right? That really hindered EJ Obiena from participating, and he and his team apparently haven't been sufficiently paid for over a year, even after his reconciliation with PATAFA, or Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association, and the PSC, which is the Philippine Sports Commission. Now, what is it with athletes not being paid on time?
I'm not entirely sure, but it also has to do with the demographic and who's watching you. It might be because not everyone knows about the pole vaulting team that they're discarded and left to the side because everyone wants to prioritize basketball. But yeah, it's really a shame because this is our pride. This is a national competition.
Exactly.
This is what puts us on the map, and for that, we should take every opportunity we get and not sideline these athletes who really sacrifice and prioritize their country and what they do.
Yeah. What's good though is that according to some sources, the PSC has already reached out to him to help out, but it doesn't seem like anything's happening yet. And I think that's a perfect way to integrate what you were saying, that we don't give enough credit where it's due to the other sports that give us our name, or that put us on the pedestal of, you know, world sports out there. Yeah. So, I don't know how I feel about this issue. I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah, but it's good to know that after this has been circulating through social media, his fans have been offering to donate to help fund, but he's humbled himself and not allowed to receive these generous donations because there would be a lot of complaints like receiving two kinds of incomes. But he still says no to you don't need to support me this way because it wouldn't be right for me, it wouldn't be right for you. It has to come from the government. So it's really honorable.
And I think
his morals
are
amazing.
That also just goes to show how humble of an athlete EJ Obiena is. And I love that for him. And it's really sad that he had to deal with all of this. You know, like he wasn't supported enough and he had such limited resources, considering he's a national athlete who's, again, like you mentioned earlier, supposed to be supported by the national government.
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, he's all on his own. But what do you think about the situation and how it trickles down to the current state of other Philippine sports? Now, we did mention basketball and a lot of the highlight on it because we are a very basketball-addicted country.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Gilas is coming here very soon.
Let's
and I
go.
Think they're going to be playing in one of our arenas here.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the other athletes and the other sports that don't get as much recognition?
Well, I think when you whenever you hear an announcement on the news, it's usually in the Olympics, and the Olympics is the biggest thing if we win there. But there's so much talent here in the Philippines for these athletes, and we're quite physically fit.
Right.
Especially students, we're always running, we're always playing basketball, we're doing so many things. And it's just a shame sometimes that we're not able to give everyone equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Especially if that athlete is a woman, I think. I remember at the height of her championship when Heidelin Diaz won, there was a lot of controversy as well on how well she was supported by the government and just Filipino people in general as well, considering that she is a woman and weightlifting is seen as a primarily masculine kind of sport.
Mm.
But, you know, she proves otherwise.
Yeah, she won gold
recently. Do you have any other athletes in mind?
We have Irish Mango and Ymir Marikal, who are Olympic boxers.
Ooh.
I mean, boxing is a big deal, especially since Manny Pacquiao. And people don't necessarily look at boxing in the Olympics, but I think boxing in the Olympics should still be looked at since Manny Pacquiao is not really in the limelight anymore.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's great for us to continue the legacy that Manny Pacquiao established for boxing. And it's nice that people like Irish Magno and Yumi Marcel have made it to the Olympics and have made it that
late. Apologies, yes. Irish Magno, not Mango. Yeah. Sorry.
But, you know, we talked a lot about national sports and what we think is the situation right now. But, Yuan, what do you think the future of national sports in the country would look like for you?
As long as there are still players, as long as there is talent, as long as people keep playing and pursuing what they're good at, the sports in the Philippines and the direction of careers is going to look up because more talent's going to be put out there. People are going to move on, not really move on from basketball, but do more things. We're going to realize that it's about just more than basketball. We can be
definitely.
We can do so much, especially since, as I said earlier, Filipinos are very strong people.
Definitely. And I guess that just goes to show how much hope that you and I have for our future national athletes, especially those who will vie for prestigious international championships or competitions in the years to come. I totally think that we can climb the ladder in terms of sports recognition.
Yes.
I think it should start, though, with the local level. I feel like introducing the fact that we're actually capable of reaching such levels,
yes,
you know, to people in our country. Because I feel like a lot of people don't know that we're doing really well with sports. And I think it's platforms like this, like Halftime on Magis Radio, people are able to really see what the sports scene in the country is like right now. And, you know, I think it should be rightfully known that we are bringing a lot of pride back to the country.
We're a very competitive nation. And even though you don't play basketball, or even if you do just a little bit, you're still competitive. You still feel the fire. Even basketball players, when they try other sports, really competitive.
Yeah. You know, I think even, it's funny, just a little anecdote, but sometimes even the Miss Universe is considered a sport because you know how competitive we really are.
Yes.
And I feel like the sportsmanship that Filipinos have towards like basketball is the same when it comes to Miss Universe. And I just wish that people would have that same energy when it came to other sports.
Yes.
You know, especially I did mention earlier that we made it to the FIFA.
And yes.
I'm really bummed out that not a lot of people know that. So
it's the FIFA. See.
Exactly.
See.
So to all of you listeners out there, I do hope that you keep an eye out for the other sports that are upcoming.
Yeah, and keep an open mind and know that we are just more than basketball, but we can do so many things.
Yeah, and I really do hope that, you know, with all of our personal hopes for the national sports scene, I hope that our national government can look after our athletes better. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so let's do a wrap-up of everything that we discussed, Yuan. So we did talk about the international sports scene, some noteworthy performances.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Baby.
Rihanna. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Some
surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for all you 80s kids out there. Shout out my dad.
The F1 brand design reveal, a lot of new things, a lot of upcoming things. And of course, sports in our community. So the bonfire, interdisciplinary studies on sports management as a new class.
Yes.
The biking elective of the senior high school. And of course, the national sports scene, which we did talk about a lot. So we talked about the national ultimate U24 women's team competing in the U24 Ultimate Championships in London.
Mm.
My anecdote earlier that the Philippine national women's team for football did make it to the FIFA and will be playing in the FIFA World Cup in July. And of course, we did talk about P-pop with Horizon.
Yes.
Making a rise. As they do to in South Korea. And of course, the other side of the sports scene, or at least the reality of it, with issues such as EJ Obiena's lack of
support
from the national government. So
to our fans, to our listeners, what upcoming sports event are you most excited about?
Ooh.
Are there any underrated sports or athletes that you wish were given more attention to? Let us know what we can talk more about next time in the Magis radio show.
Yes, definitely. And I do hope that you guys can share some of your sporting events insights to us on our socials. That's at Ateneo Magis Radio on Instagram and, of course, Magis Radio on Facebook. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Halftime is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Machu Adriano, Yana Rabonza, and Nico Sampang, and of course, edited by Ella Rodriguez. This has been your super chic, small physique, Monique, from 2AB Development Studies, present when you need a buddy, and...
And always down to be physically active. Any activity is a fun activity when you're with me, Yuan, your homie.
This has been Halftime from Magis Radio. Don't forget to follow the sound.
Whew.